Today is 15 September 2017. It's Saturday, 2:25 p.m., Sabbath, and a very, very important interlude to two very important holy days. We just celebrated the blowing of the trumpets, also known as Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, is coming up next Wednesday. I was just wanting to share just a little short message as I was reading today in the Baptist Record. I haven't had time to, you know, read it very much. It came out on 6 September 2018, and I was just taking a little more time to look at some of the articles that's in this paper. The one thing that really stood out was the Mississippi has a lottery. There's a lot of people out there that see nothing wrong with having a lottery, but I see it as a magnet for evil. It's the love of money that will cause people to buy these little lottery tickets, and it reminds me of the scripture that says, where the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. The love of money is absolutely the root of all evil. The love of money and what money can buy, whether it be possessions or power, is the root of all evil. This particular Baptist Record, volume 142, number 35, has some very disturbing articles in it. I haven't read through the whole articles, but one I'd like to bring to your attention, whoever may be listening to this. It's over there on the left side. It says, briefs. Feds use baby parts in blend with animals. I'm going to just read this little short excerpt about this. It's Asheville, North Carolina. I'm not sure how they're weathering the storm, but they just had one come their way. CNS News broke the story last week that the Federal Food and Drug Administration, FDA, recently signed a taxpayer-funded contract with Advanced Bioscience Resources, ABR, in Alameda, California, to provide human fetal tissue to make Cimerix, two different species, animals, Cimerix animals, which are two different species, that have a human immune system. The FDA reportedly uses humanized mice to test the safety of medications. FDA contracts with ABR reportedly date back to 2012. Using taxpayer funds to buy human fetal tissues for research is legal under a 1993 federal statute. That, I would like to remind people, is when Bill Clinton was in office. Well, it's been, let's see, how long's 1993? I should have wrote this down already, but I'm just winging this as far as sharing my thoughts. That's over 20, 5 years ago that this statute, federal statute, has been on our law books. That to me is outrageous. That to me, I mean, abortion is outrageous. And now, and this is something I have not been aware of. I know there was something that was in the news a little while back about Planned Parenthood getting exposed for selling baby parts. And I hate to even say it like that. It makes it, the little person seems so inhuman. And they're human beings that have not been allowed to develop. If they were left alone, they'd become a living human being if God chose to give them the breath of life. And it is so disturbing to me that this is allowed in a country that stands for truth, justice, and freedom for all. As Christians, I would think that there should have been a major revolt against this kind of activity. Here I'm reading it here in the Baptist Record that this is going on and has been going on. I was actually a little busy in 1993. That's when I was released from the cult group that I was involved in, that I got led into, that a lot of people had been deceived by these folks, and I'm just so disturbed because Forrest, because of the warnings and the exposure that the Huff cult group got after I got out of that group, you would think that they would have nothing to do with cult groups and charismatics and people that allure through the flesh to attract followers, when that very same thing is going on in a major way in this city. All Seasons is a entity that is exactly of the same spirit that Huff's cult group was. In fact, one of the members of the cult group that I was involved in came to me and was telling me, wrote to me or told me, I can't remember, I think she came to my house after I got out of that group. They had tried to get me back for at least, I think, 4 years after I got out. Well, this one girl that was a member, that she was still siding with Huff, she was trying to invite me to that brand new church that started out there. And she had been there and thought he was a great preacher and just was really trying to encourage me to come. And I didn't realize that until I had come across this folder or book that I had used to write in back then, back in 93, after I was released from the chains that were binding me. I started, writing a lot, of course, because of that experience. God allowed me to write my testimony. And I say all this to say that 1993 was a very, very important year, spiritually speaking, not only for God's people, but for Satan's people. I believe, was some major wars going on. And when at the end of it, "Whose side were you on?" spoke volumes as to who you were really following, Christ or the Antichrist. Well, I have no doubt that that church north of town that has grown and grown and grown and is attracting a lot of people is of the Antichrist. And the sad thing is, the very, very sad thing, most people don't see it. They don't see it because they're blinded. And I wonder how many Christians are going to come out and talk about this horrible procedure, this horrible law that's been on, or statute, that's been on the books since 1993. Also, this lottery, this is just the gateway to more darkness into this country. Well, it's my prayer, regardless of whether anybody ever else will stand with me. If I have to stand alone, I will. I was obviously standing alone when I defended the gospel, when it was so publicly attacked, when Mr. Morgan shared his thoughts on the subject of the gospel. It was so outrageous, but he may very well go to All Seasons, and he's been blinded to the truth. That's the danger. You can believe some really outrageous stuff if you are in a deception. I know, because I was for 3 years. I believe some pretty outrageous stuff. And I have great compassion for people that have been led into deception. And it's my prayer that as God leads me and desires for me to share my testimony, I pray that I'll be willing and able and do it even if I don't feel adequately prepared, like I really don't. And that's why I need him. I just know I see the things going on. Very, very disturbing. And it really bothers me when I see that there's just no one speaking up for the truth. There's a lot of people that are busy, doing busy work. But are they speaking out for these poor little babies that are being sold after they've been ripped apart by the abortionist and being sold to these scientists? Well, scientists have gone off the deep end. When you consider all the things that they consider normal, they've lost it. You know, I'll tell you one thing that I realize, and other people need to take account of this. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So those who you see out there that hate God, that appear to be insane with their thought processes and the things that they approve of or disapprove of, and they're fearful at every step of the way, it's because they don't have God in their lives. And they need Him. And they need Him. So it's my prayer that God can lead me to people that He wants to hear the gospel, the true gospel. For those who have gotten to the end of themselves and just don't know what to do. That all the things that they've been believing all along just There's nothing to it. They see there's nothing to it. That it's wrong. If they ever get where they're forced to look at their lives and where they're headed. And a lot of times disaster and a death sentence will cause a person to be very willing to be self-examining. There was a statement here. It's talking about the anniversary of the Hurricane Harvey. That's also very fascinating that it would be in the same Baptist record. And I want to quote this one. It's the final statement by the author that was writing this article. It doesn't say the actual author, but I'll quote. It's the second to last paragraph. If I were to ask anyone here if they wish that Harvey never happened, we would all say yes. But let me tell you a little secret. There were people who came to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior in Harvey that never would have otherwise. That to me is an extremely profound statement, and it's my hope that because of my efforts that there's going to be people that will give their hearts and their lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ and let Him be the Lord of their life. Because if He's inside of you, He will lead you and guide you into the truth. If He's still on the outside, He's still contending with you. So if stumbling blocks come your way, don't kick them out of the way. Deal with them and see what's going on in your life that you need to change. Because one day, if people keep rejecting Christ, the true Christ, and keep listening to these false Christs, Rick Warren's one of them. Eugene H. Peterson's message is another catalyst for apostasy. And also, one final note. The Roman Catholic Church is one of the biggest cults that's out there. Biggest cult. I was raised as a Roman Catholic, so I have a personal knowledge of the teachings that we were taught in the Catholic Church. And actually, my memories of the Catholic Church are very favorable. I didn't have any problem. Not like some of these poor little children that have been abused by priests. But I didn't have any experience like that. And that's a whole nother can of worms if you want to talk about that. But I won't. I just wanted to repeat this one quote from the Catechism, which is the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, their official teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. I was recently brought, this was brought to my attention through reading an article from Lighthouse Trails, a very good organization that is exposing the error and the deception that's out there that's so rampant in the churches. This one quote: God became man so that man can become God. That is in the official teachings of the Roman Catholic Church that most people are not taught. It's in there, but I never, ever was taught that that God, Jesus, became man so that I could become a God. And if more people realize that that was in the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, they would rise up against them. I would hope if they have any conviction or any desire to stand for truth. We could be busy all day long being the hands and feet of Christ, but are we pleasing God in the process of claiming to be his hands and feet? If you can't speak out against this horrendous attack on the Bible, on babies, and the things that the Mississippi government has chosen to enact into law, which is going to be a magnet for evil and wickedness, and lives destroyed because people will become so obsessed about getting one of these little, not just one, but probably put their last dollar on one of these cards, lottery tickets, with the hope that maybe they'll get rich. Well, they're searching for the wrong riches, because there is great value, supreme value in what Christ offers. What you gonna do if you gain the whole world but you lose your soul in hell? What benefit was that? It won't be. And there's gonna be no turning back on the day that you stand before God and give an account of your life. No turning back. Help us, dear Lord, to serve you, to love you like you so deserve, to worship you, to be thankful and grateful for your beautiful Son that you sent to this earth to live out the truth before us. Yes, sometimes, well, most of us only have the testimony of those who personally walked with you. But their word's good because it's your word in them. I love you, Lord. I pray for your people. I pray that somehow, maybe something I could say that would cause people to really reflect on their lives and think about where they're headed and whether they're pleasing you in the process. Well, we can go work at the crisis center, and we can go do this, and we can go do that, and we can just go do all these things that we think are your will, but is it really? Are we forming unholy alliances that you don't want us to join hands with in order to perform a work? I don't believe that you want us to do evil in order to do good out of that. Joining hands with people that are teaching a false gospel is so absolutely against what Jesus said through Paul. If any man preach any other gospel other than the gospel of Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. And that word accursed means to separate yourself from them. Let them be separated from you. Banned. Cast away. Don't walk with them. Don't touch the unclean thing. Don't pat them on the back and say, yeah, you're speaking the truth. And your silence and still walking with them is an indicator of consent. I pray for your people, Lord. I especially pray for the leadership at Harperville. I love Brother Bobby. I will miss Brother Bobby. And I hope, Lord, that you will open his eyes. And I pray for the day that maybe he'll get to hear your voice. He has said that he hasn't ever heard it. But I pray for the day that he will. And I know he'll be one that is more willing to expose the evils that has creeped into the churches when he is able to hear your voice. He's got a good heart and a good family. And I pray for him. pray you'll be with him. And I pray you'll be with Jason and Jacob and my sweet little Tanya as they lead the church, along with the deacons and the other leadership. Help them, Lord, to stand for you and your truth and be willing to expose the error because it's out there. May your will be done in my life. And as I said, if I have to stand alone, I sure will. I've done it before, and I'll do it again if it's required. Don't want to, because I love gathering together with God's people. It's one of my most favorite things to do. But I thank you, Lord, for the avenues that you've opened up through some of the activities that I'm involved with. And I just ask you to please especially be with my children and Wayne, because they're some of my most important, favorite people in this life. Please don't let them walk away from you. Do whatever it takes, Lord, to show them that they need to reject the things of the world and put their full focus on you. All praise, honor, glory, power, and might be unto my dear God and your beautiful Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.